The Daran Perakid Aleph Mishnah Vav, Lezecher Nishmas, Yodavar Abba Shlomo, continuing on a wife who makes a neder and a husband who wants to revoke it. Amra, if the wife made a neder and said, Konam te enim va'anovim elu, Konam, that these figs and these grapes should be ushered to me, she'eni toemes, that I'm not going to taste them. Kayem la te'emim, and when he heard about the neder, ki'em, he said, I uphold the neder for the figs. So he didn't say anything about the grapes. He only confirmed the neder with regard to the figs. He refused to revoke anything in particular. Kulo kayam. Then the entire neder is considered confirmed. By confirming part of the neder, the fig part, he is automatically confirming the entire neder, including the grape part. On the other hand, hafer la te'enim, let's say he revoked the neder, but only in part. He only revoked the neder when it comes to the figs. And he didn't say anything about the grapes. Eino mufar ad sheyofer af la'anovim. Then it's not revoked until he revokes the entire neder, including the part about the grapes as well. Partial revoking of a neder is not effective. Now, this is different from something we had before in the Masechta. We said when it comes to hataras nedarim, when it comes to a psicha made by Bezdin or a chacham to annul a neder, to nullify a neder, then partial neder nullification means the whole neder goes out the window. But that is different from this. Annulling the neder, it's considered that the entire neder was never binding. Here, revoking a neder, you have to revoke the entire neder. So if he revokes only part of it, there's machlokas in the poskim. Does that mean that the fig part of the neder is out, but the grape part of the neder is still in? Or does that mean the whole neder is considered in force until he revokes the entire neder? So different poskim say different things. Some take the approach that the part he revoked is revoked, and the part that he did not say anything about is still in force. Others say the entire neder is still in force, and that's too bad. Umra, next case. Konam te'enim she'eni toemes. Konam figs that I will not taste. Va'anovim she'eni toemes. And grapes that I will not taste. So she made it separately. Figs that I won't eat and grapes that I won't eat. Instead of figs and grapes, hare elu shnei nedarim, these are considered to be two separate nedarim. And so as a result, in such a situation, if he revokes one of them, then the other one is still in force. If he confirms one of them, that means nothing about the other one of them. So by separating them herself, this changes the approach of the husband in terms of what he's going to revoke and what he's going to keep. Mishnah Zayin, Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim, aval eni yodea sheyesh mefirin. A man says, I know that there are nedarim. So there's a situation where a woman made a neder, her husband or his father didn't revoke it during the day that he learned of it. Normally this is considered confirming a neder. But in the case of our Mishnah, the man comes forward and says, I knew my wife made a neder, I knew my daughter made a neder, aval eni yodea sheyesh mafirin. I did not know that I had the power to revoke a neder. I didn't know that there was such a thing. So when I learned about the neder, I thought I was helpless. Now I find out that I could revoke it. Yafer, so the Mishnah Paskins, that day that he learns he's allowed to revoke a neder is considered Biyom Sham'o, that's the day he heard, and so he has till the end of that day to revoke the neder. What we call the day he hears of the neder is the day he hears of it and that he can be Mefer it. He has till the end of that day. What if he says, Yodea ani sheyesh mefirin? I knew that nedarim could be revoked, aval eni yodea shezeh neder, but I did not know that what my wife said was a valid neder and needed to be revoked. So I didn't know that her neder was in the category of things that I could revoke. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yofer. Rabbi Meir says he can no longer revoke it. The day he heard about the neder, he knew he had the power to revoke nedarim. Just to be safe, he should have said, hafer yofer, and that would have ended it. By not doing so, we consider him having confirmed it. V'chachamim Omer yofer. V'chachamim more, much more mekil. And they say that the day he hears that there's a neder, and knows he has the power to revoke a neder, and knows that this neder can be revoked by him, that's all called Biyom Shamo, the day that he hears about it. So hearing, I can revoke this particular neder, that's called the day he hears, and he still has power to revoke even that entire day.